Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Let's get some insight on the game for Sunday. Calling the game on CBS Sports with Ian Eagle, he is Charles Davis. I'd call him a friend of the show. He's been on before. He is on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Hi, Charles. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you guys?
Hey, it is Charles. So nice of the Browns and Patriots to celebrate your birthday this Sunday, huh?
Now, how did you even know that? That is just off the charts, incredible work that no one cares about, but it's appreciated.
Google's an amazing thing.
That is our crack staff at Wikipedia told me that your birthday was on Sunday.
Well, I'll tell you what. Let's just leave it between the three of us, and we'll tell no one else. But I will say I am very happy to be alive and hopefully make it to Sunday to actually celebrate anyway.
Your thoughts on the Browns as one of the many teams in the AFC that has a legitimate shot at the playoffs, yet better do some things, or they're not going to make the playoffs.
Yeah, it's a legit deal, and this is a good roster. You know, it was a good roster before the season began. It took some dings, obviously, with injuries and other things that went on. Obviously, the last week, we all know what's going on there, right? You know how we always talk about, this person needs no introduction, yet we introduce them anyway?
Yes.
So let's go ahead and just say it. The Odell Beckham Jr. week has been beyond interesting for everyone outside of Cleveland. Inside, I can't imagine what it's been like for Andrew Berry, what it's been like for Kevin Stefanski, what it's been like for their locker room. But they showed that they have a very mature roster, mature team, great leadership, all those things that you never would have bet on in years gone by in Cleveland by how they handled the Cincinnati game after the decision was made to move on from Odell Beckham Jr. Or if he would, I'm sure he would say, or for him to move on from Cleveland. However you want to put it, doesn't matter. To me, it's the best move they've made. It's a fantastic move because it wasn't working. We can get into chapter and verse about why it's not. Everyone has a theory. How much does he have left in the tank? All those things. I don't care. It wasn't working. I think it's inarguable that Baker Mayfield's a better quarterback when he doesn't have to worry about Odell Beckham being on the field. I think he's a different guy when Odell's on the field. So with my own eyes, calling games. So as talented as he is, sometimes it just doesn't hit. Sometimes it just doesn't work. But that team certainly played last Sunday like, whew, wow, don't have to worry about that anymore. Let's move forward. And let's see if they get, you know, Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah more back this week. Let's see if he can get back out on the field and continue to help a defense that is evolving and getting better each week.
Charles, as you mentioned, and we've talked about it endlessly on our show, it didn't work. Why it didn't work, lots of theories, as you said. What happens if another very talented wide receiver comes in here? Why would it work with him?
That's a million-dollar question. But let's ask this question: has it not worked with Jarvis Landry?
Yes, it's worked.
Yeah, it's worked
absolutely last year.
But understand this:
I would say it's worked as a great possession wide receiver.
Stuff, right, no? Jarvis has battled through some stuff. Jarvis has not been fully healthy in a long time. Right, but he continues to battle and play. But it works it fine there. I mean, that's not an issue. I don't see where the tight ends aren't working. I don't see where, you know, for some reason, Rashard Higgins, who probably should change his name to Rashard Higgins Mayfield, it works for him. So all I'm saying is it's a million-dollar question. I don't know exactly why. Why does it work well in one place and not in another? Why, you know, I go back to this is how old I am. When Florida State was at its heyday in college football, why did that team work better under Casey Weldon than it did with Brad Johnson? Yet later on, Brad Johnson won a Super Bowl in the NFL, and Casey Weldon barely played.
Because it's a crazy game. That's
it's
why.
A weird game, yeah. Right? Chemistry, fit, why people like it, it can't totally be explained, right? It's like watching an Ocean's, it's like watching an Ocean's movie, and all of a sudden Ellen Barkin's feeling the pheromones, and she wants Matt Damon. I don't know.
That's $1 million for an Ellen Barkin reference. You win on that
one. I liked
her
better in that than I did when she was with Jimmy Smith and they traded places and she became, you know, she was a guy who became a woman. You get the whole idea.
Oh, I remember.
Go watch Diner, Charles. She's great in Diner.
She's phenomenal in Diner. And let's face it, the Diner quiz is an all-timer.
The best ever, yes.
It's an all-timer.
Charles, all right, you talked about OBJ not working here. What is working is the way the Patriots are playing. They've won three. They've won four out of their last five games.
Yeah.
What's going on in New England? Take us over there.
It feels old school. Feels like what we've seen before. Like, if you want to sit here and say, who are the superstars of the Patriots team? Look, we're all football people, so we can rattle off their lineup, right? But who are the guys that you go, oh, yeah, wow, and oh, yeah, there aren't many. Right. You know, but that doesn't matter. They have gotten better on defense. They strangle you that way. The draft of Christian Barmore in the second round, he is getting better and better on the defensive front. And the numbers will not tell you just how well he's playing. He's creating a lot of disruption and impact. I've seen him in my own eyes. We had him in Los Angeles a couple weeks ago. Getting Jamie Collins back works pretty well when he's wearing Patriots red and blue and red. I mean, he plays really well and he's getting better. Hightower's return from the opt-out. You know, it's hard to move him when you're trying to run the football. And then the secondary, McCourty is McCourty. J.C. Jackson, one of the best undrafted corners that has ever played the game of football. And I know it sounds like hyperbole. Go back and look at his numbers. He's three straight years now that he's going to be five or more interceptions. Undrafted. He's got the most interceptions over the last three seasons. Undrafted. It's unbelievable.
Charles,
I mean, that's what they're doing. So that's how they're doing on defense. And Mac Jones is, you know, benefiting from a run game now and an offensive line that, while Trent Brown's not starting, is finally solidified with guys in the right spot to win to a right tackle's his best place.
Charles, as if Bill Belichick needed this, you know, last year their team was not good and Tom Brady wins a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
This year, I think he's kind of showing everybody, hey, by the way, I had a lot to do with all of those Super Bowls here in New England. No? Yes?
Yeah, no, you're on track. And remember, let's go back to last year. They tried to make something work with Cam Newton that didn't work. And I hate to say that because I'm not supposed to root, right? I'm just an observer. I wanted it to work. I wanted Cam to have a rebirth and a big last season. I wanted them to go in a different style, and they tried. Josh McDaniels is the play caller, tried. The problem was Cam cannot throw the football with any accuracy consistently anymore. And when you can't do that in the NFL, they just choke you out other ways. I don't care how good your running attack is. And that's what happened to them last year. And by the way, they still went 7-9. Which I know to rest of 7-9. That team went 7-9 and could not throw the football at all. It was stunning. So to me, they did a heck of a job last year, but they weren't going to get credit for it. And as you said, you know, when Brady did his thing, now it's like, oh, Lord. You know, are you kidding me? But they've hit their stride this year, and it's one of the best moves that Bill Belichick made in preseason when he just looked at it and said, we're going with the rookie. I don't care. We'll take our lumps or what have you early, but I bet we'll be better later. And that's exactly what we're seeing. Now, remember, Mac Jones isn't carrying this team, but he's playing at a much better level, and the rest of the team is playing really well around him. As I said, they're running it effectively. That helps the young quarterback. And defensively, they've actually scored two touchdowns the last 2 weeks with pick sixes. So that helps the young quarterback in a big way.
Charles, do you think – I mean, I'm just curious your thoughts on the AFC. I mean, it seems like everybody has five wins in the AFC right now.
Yeah, it's crazy, right? In the AFC West, that is true. Everyone does have five wins.
Yeah, I mean, it's just – the competition level is there. I think the 17th week makes things even more interesting.
Yeah.
Just kind of size up the AFC if you can, because it seems like teams don't want to stay on top. Like, oh, look at the Bengals. Now they're in last, you know.
Yeah, prosperity is a monster, isn't it?
It is.
Because go back a few weeks, what were we saying about the Raiders? Right? Go back a few weeks, what were we saying about the Chargers? You know, Kansas City's had more than their share of troubles, but they're still right there with the same number of wins as anyone in the division. So they got a chance to get right, even though their schedule's a beast. Now move to the North, which is always a fist fight. Remember how people gave up on Pittsburgh pretty early? Oh, God, they can't. Well, guess what? You better rethink that, huh? Baltimore finds ways to win each and every week. And by the way, Lamar Jackson. Bob, Lamar, do you think everyone, you think the league's figured you out yet? Remember his great quote? I doubt it. I'd say he was pretty right. I'd say he's pretty accurate on that one. So just keep going throughout this thing, and you're talking about the AFC as a whole. Every week someone else emerges that we go, oh, maybe they're the team. And then a week later we're like, oh, maybe not. Maybe they're the team over there. It's going to be a fun one to watch because I'll be frank with you. I thought Denver was done, and I thought when they traded Von Miller, that was their version of waving the white flag. Oops. Wrong about that. They went out and won. So it's going to be a lot of fun. I believe, 11 teams in the AFC have winning records? And I think that's a record this deep into the season.
Charles Davis joining us. He'll be calling the Browns game with the Iron Eagle coming up on Sunday. The Browns invested money in Wyatt Teller yesterday at right guard. It appears they're going to give Joel Bitonio at left guard a reworked deal extension. You signed Jack Conklin. You've got Jedrick Wills, who's under control for a long time. Real clear how they're building that offense. Nick Chubb, Kareem Hunt have been signed, but shorter-term deals. What do you do next with Baker Mayfield if you're the Browns? And what have you thought of the way he's played this year? Through shoulder issues, obviously.
Yeah, he's shown me the same thing that I suspected, and we've actually seen before, but now it's graphic about what he's playing through. That's the Baker Mayfield that I'm not surprised by. You know, that's the Baker Mayfield that I think we've talked before where I've always kidded. He's had a hit list since he was 6 years old and learned how to, you know, write for the first time. Remember that paper we had that had the dotted line and then the big bars, the big line, and you take your capital all the way to the top.
I still use those, Charles.
Small letters below the dotted line. Since that time, Baker's had a hit list of people who have doubted him, who have said he can't do it, who can't do this. I always tease him and say, you know, that chip on your shoulder is much more like a boulder, and it's probably the rock that Sisyphus tried to push up the hill, and he always laughs when I say stuff like that. But the truth is, that's who he is. That's what he's about. Are there some throws that he misses occasionally that you're all like, ah, yeah? But I will say this, he answers the bell every week. He's very consistent. He does make big throws, not on occasion, more often than not. Team likes playing for him, likes playing around him, and as we noted, now that OBJ is no longer there, you'll see the absolute best of Baker Mayfield, I think, and will continue to do so. I think the numbers are pretty clear. You know, sometimes numbers lie, but I think it's inarguable. He's a different quarterback. They're a different offense without him because now you're not worried about pushing the ball that direction. You know, forget your reads, making sure 13 gets a look. All those things are gone now. Now you go where you're supposed to go. And I think Baker does that very well and has a toughness element to him that teams like and players in the locker room love. And all I would say, if, you know, and Andrew Berry and Kevin Stefanski and the rest of the crew are never going to ask me, and nor should they. But if by some crazy reason they said, what do you think? I'd say you have a quarterback you can win with. And in this league, that is valuable. That is gold. You can go ahead and trade him in for another model if you want to, but do you have a guarantee on it? And I'm going to tell you now, it's early on this year's draft, but it's not a quarterback draft as I see it this year. Last year was a quarterback-rich draft. This one, some people may artificially get pushed up in the draft. And all I would say is Jake Locker, Christian Ponder, EJ Manuel, better be careful.
Scaring me.
Charles, happy birthday. Any big plans for the weekend outside of the game?
No, the game is – it's all about the game because I like to keep my job. I'd like to work past my birthday. And I would just consider myself very fortunate. Like my mom used to say, God rest her soul, every day you wake up is a birthday, man. Take it and run with it.
Like it.
Fair enough. Good thoughts for the rest of the day. Thank you, Charles.
Thanks a lot, guys. Great chatting with you and looking forward to – getting to New England and seeing the Browns for the first time this year. It's about time for us. That's all I got
to
say.
There you go. All right, have a great day. We'll talk to you soon, and we always appreciate talking to you, Charles. Take care, my friend.
Take care, guys.
Thank you, Charles.
You too. Charles Davis is going to call the game with Ian Eagle on Sunday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.